chain convenience store.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just wondering, a lot of people will call any store like that by a certain name, like 7-Eleven mm-hmm. or Magic Mart, even though that's not what it is. Do you
around here it's called Totesum because that was the first one.
Mm-hmm. You go to the Totesum, you're right. Going to any kind of convenience store.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever heard them called any slang or joking terms?
Not that I can think of, no.
Rip off Mart or
no. Kind of no, shit, I really don't.
Okay. In this warehouse, is there a section where you can buy specially prepared food, maybe like hors d'oeuvres or
sure.
stuff like that? What would you
think? I know there's a delicatessen.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Deli or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've never been in there, so I'm not sure, but I'm sure they do.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Say if your mother wanted to heat something up for a meal and didn't want to have to use the oven, what might she heat it in?
Toaster or.
What about these miniature ovens that might handle a pot pie or TV dinner or something like that?
You talking about a microwave or?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, really.
I call things toaster ovens. They're not microwave mm-hmm. ovens.
But okay.
Is that what you would call
mm-hmm.
them?
Okay. We don't have toaster ovens.
Yeah. Okay. Right, okay. What about something that you might cook a piece of ham in that's powered by electricity?
No,
you have a little thermostat that you plug in and set the temperature.
Oh, electric skillet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so, what I'm going to have to do soon, because my dirty clothes are accumulating, I'm going to have to take them down to
washateria
yeah.
or laundromat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the container that you might keep in the bathroom where you deposit your dirty clothes?
Dirty clothes, or the hamper, whatever.
You just call it the dirty clothes?
I call it the dirty clothes.
All right. Thank you.